Earlier this year, the Anchorage Assembly nixed a ballot initiative to cease fluoridating its water supply. Despite setbacks, activists there vow to keep the effort alive. Juneau grappled with the question over fluoridation a decade ago. KTOO's Jacob Resnick takes a look back at the capital city's experience.
The debate over fluoridation is polarizing. In Juneau, people's views remain the same today as they were 10 years ago.
We're now in the United States at over 70 years of community water fluoridation at levels of fluoride in water. The only health effect that's seen is reduced dental decay.
That's Brad Whistler, Alaska's top dental officer. Here's Emily Kane, a Juneau-based naturopathic physician and fluoridation critic.
I'm not against applying fluoride topically as needed, but I didn't think it was good judgment to medicate the entire population.
It all began when Juneau's Public Works Department quietly ceased fluoridation in 2003. After this came to light, dentists urged the city to put fluoride back in the water. Faced with a deeply divided public, the assembly appointed a 6-member fluoride commission that spent 2 years studying the question. Bruce Botello was Juneau's mayor at the time.
The long and short, the panel was divided 3-3.
Faced with that impasse, the Juneau assembly voted to keep fluoride out of the water. Botello said that documented cases of fluorosis in other parts of the country, in which excessive fluoride levels can lead to pitted tooth enamel, swayed a number of assembly members.
I think even those studies that have been supported by the American Dental Association would acknowledge that there is an issue of fluorosis, that for some small portion of the population, there is such a thing as too much fluoride.
The American Dental Association bankrolled a ballot initiative to overturn the assembly's decision. The Juneau Empire reported what it described as a stunning amount of campaign spending by the national group, which bought TV and radio spots. Botello said the Dental Association's pro-fluoride push was heavy-handed and tone-deaf.
The message, overriding message, was trust us, we're the professionals. It didn't play well.
That's an understatement. Despite dentist groups greatly outspending critics of the pro-fluoride initiative, more than 60% of voters rejected fluoridation.
They spent like $150,000 and we spent $7,000.
That's David Otteson. He owns a health food store near the Capitol and was a vocal member of the grassroots anti-fluoride group.
But just from the conversations I was hearing and the letters I was seeing in the paper and stuff, I still thought that the money wasn't going to win in this case, and it didn't.
Dentist groups say fluoridation is a critical tool to fighting tooth decay. So this begs the question. More than 10 years have passed since fluoride was pulled from the water. Has tooth decay worsened? Juneau's dentists seem to think so.
My own observation in the younger population, there was an uptick, no question about it.
That's David Logan. He had a dental practice in Juneau at the time. Now he's head of the Alaska Dental Society in Anchorage.
You pretty much have to set the clock at the day the fluoride came out of the water, and then you advance forward until you start seeing teeth erupt. The 6-year molars, no question, saw an uptick in cavities. I'm really worried about the uptick we'll see on the 12-year, though.
10 years ago, Kristen Schultz headed the Juneau Dental Society. She's convinced that tooth decay is rising among her patients 15 and younger.
But that's just a gut feeling, so I kind of wanted to go back and just look at my practice and see if, you know, if that's just what I want to believe or if there's actually some sort of, you know, trend that is there.
She ran some numbers based on available records from the past 10 years. The amount of cavities she's drilled out has risen over time, but her sample is small and she admits unscientific. Does better data in Juneau even exist? Brad Whistler, the state's dental official, says he's inclined to believe fellow dentists.
But as far as having hard data to measure that there's been a change, we didn't have baseline data on these communities to even know, you know, what it was prior to going off fluoridation, let alone having the ability to go in each year and assess if there were changes in dental decay.
Skeptics aren't likely to be won over by hearsay. David Otteson says it's unfortunate that better records weren't kept.
Anecdotal evidence, well, yeah, it's anecdotal. So, and I think, you know, we suggested at the time might not be a bad idea to look at the results, you know, and see.
The issue in Juneau seems decided, at least for now. That's because dentists like Kristen Schultz say they aren't eager to reopen old wounds.
It was pretty gut-wrenching, you know. It wasn't a fun debate to go through, so I don't know that any of us are really gung-ho to fight that battle again and possibly end up with the same results.
Since Juneau dropped fluoride, the cities of Fairbanks and Palmer have followed suit. and activists in Anchorage continue to push for Alaska's largest city to cease water fluoridation there as well. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.